people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The preamble to the United States Constitution is the introductory paragraph to the slim document that has become the enduring framework of our government. Just 4 years after the American Revolution ended, with a vague mandate, the government convened a gathering that has come to be known as the Constitutional Convention. The group of 55 delegates, representing 12 of the 13 states, came together in Philadelphia on May 25, 1787, and was unsure if their charge was to reform the current government as administered under the Articles of Confederation, or to completely rewrite the Republic's framework. The delegates chose to completely redesign the nation's government, and over the next 4 months, these men would debate, disagree, and compromise. The resulting document, the Constitution of the United States, still rests as the foundation of our country's rule of law 222 years later. The men tasked to design the new government were a varied lot, even though they were all well-educated white men, with over half being lawyers. The convention membership contained two future presidents, George Washington and James Madison, as well as the first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton. Several other delegates were not as successful and ended their lives as fugitives from their debts. 8 of the men had signed the Declaration of Independence. The average age of the delegates was only 43. The oldest member was 81-year-old Ben Franklin, while New Jersey Representative Jonathan Dayton was the youngest member at just 26. The convention members willingly took on the task of rewriting their government under environmental and self-imposed arduous conditions. The members worked long days throughout the hot, humid summer months until the document was signed in September. If the heat alone wasn't enough, the delegates agreed to operate in complete secrecy, which meant meeting in a room with closed windows to prevent swarms of flies from entering and preclude spies from hearing what was being discussed. The members also agreed not to leak information about their discussion to the press or friends and families in letters home. As a result, it wasn't until 50 years later, in 1840, when James Madison's notes were made public, that the process regarding the formation of the Constitution became known. Echoes of key debate issues that threatened to derail the convention in the summer of 1787 can still be heard in the news today. The delicate balance between states' rights and the power of the central government, the battle for influence between small and large states, the power of the legislative branch versus that of the executive, were just a few of the hotly debated issues in the summer of 1787, and these issues still inform our national debates today. After 4 long months, the state delegations in attendance unanimously signed the Constitution on September 17th. By this late date, only 42 delegates remained in attendance to sign the Constitution, and 3 refused to put their names on the document. 9 states were required to ratify the Constitution, and Delaware became the first to signal approval in December of 1787. New Hampshire was the 9th state to ratify the Constitution in June 1788 and the new government, with George Washington as the first elected president who took office on April 30, 1789. In 1952, Congress designated September 17th as Constitution Day and Citizenship Day, in celebration of the date on which the convention delegates signed the Constitution. On this day, federal, state, and local officials, as well as educational institutions, conduct events that commemorate the Constitution, reflect upon the Constitution's impact on our daily lives, and reaffirm our rights and responsibilities as citizens of the United States. If you are interested in learning more about the Constitutional Convention of 1787, the Founding Fathers, or the Constitution and its legacy, a good place to start is the Bazell Memorial Library. A keyword search in the catalog will reveal the wealth of information contained in the Bazell collection related to these topics. Titles of interest include Carol Burkin's A Brilliant Solution, Inventing the American Constitution. Burkin wrote this book in the wake of the 2000 presidential election and the 9/11 tragedy, when she believed the American media and public revealed in their commentary and questions a lack of understanding about our government's basic tenets. Catherine Drinker Bowen's colorful narrative, Miracle at Philadelphia, is written as a celebration of the American experiment in government and in admiration of the convention and its delegates. A third general history of the Constitutional Convention is Carl Van Doren's The Great Rehearsal. In this narrative, the author takes the reader behind the scenes of the convention and describes the contextual events and conditions under which the Constitution was written. For in-depth details and research on the constitutional debates, check out Charles Warren's The Making of the Constitution, The Records of the Federal Convention of 1787, edited by Max Farrand, and The Constitution of the United States by Edward Dumbold. Visit the University Libraries website at libraries.ou.edu to see what other library resources are available to support your research on the United States Constitution. You can start your search by reviewing the list of Constitution-related books, articles, and government documents found at the website. Be sure to also stop by the Bazell Memorial Library to explore the library's Constitution Day exhibit. If you have questions related to the library, library services, your research, or our collections, please email us at librarian@ou.edu or call us at 405-325-4142.